guys, and welcome to the Backwater Entrepreneur Podcast and Show, the podcast that drives your business from the backwaters to the global marketplace. My name is Jack, and I'm your host. And this is episode number 9. And by this time, I mean, I'm so proud of everything this podcast has achieved so far. I'm hoping that you're listening. I'm hoping that you're sharing this podcast with whoever you might think of will benefit from it, because this podcast is for entrepreneurs, for businesses, for people who are running online business, but also for people who want to be driving online business, no matter if you're working for a company or anything else. I'm hoping to improve your mindset as well as your business. So far we had so much things on the podcast. We're coming up to episode number 10, but it's so much more than that, because by now we already had a couple of specials where you see that apart from this podcast being a short form, so this is also a podcast where I will bring on guests, and these guests will have so much value to share with you. So I'm hoping that you appreciate this, and I'm hoping that you like, share, subscribe to this podcast, and tell me what you want to hear. Write to me, comment anywhere on YouTube, on SoundCloud, wherever you might listen to this. So let me know what you would like to hear, where you have problems, and I will try to incorporate things into the podcast. So this is episode number 9. And in this episode, I want to talk to you about 4 things you should focus on when starting a business. We didn't do this before because it kind of slipped my mind, and somebody asked me about this. And there are so many things that people are focusing on which are not important at the beginning, at the very beginning of starting their own businesses. There are a few things you need to keep your focus on. So for example, you may focus on the wrong things. You may waste your time, money. In some cases, you will have a complete fail of business if you're focusing on the wrong things. And every start is difficult, from the point of getting an idea to even start a business to actually starting a business. So selling products or services, making money, there are a million things to put into place, because right now at that point, there is nothing. You don't have anything in place. You don't have a website. You don't have any promo material. You don't have anything that you will need to put into place at some point, but right now you don't have anything. And what to do first, where to focus on. So this is my list of 4 things, which in most cases, and in some of my ideas, I did wrong. And this is something to think about. So basically, you don't have a website, you don't have customers, you don't have promo materials, already said. Maybe you don't have a product. Heck, maybe you don't even have an office to sit in. But when we think about it, is an office an important thing? Should you spend your time, energy, and money into setting up a new office before you even know you can sell anything? Or do you have an idea which will make you money? So in most cases, no. So the number one thing to think about is, do you have a product or service that people will want to buy? And I'm emphasizing this because when you think of starting a business, you actually do have an idea, and you have an idea of the product or a service that you want to sell. But the key point in this sentence is, do you have a product or service that people will want to give you money for, that they will want to spend money on? And this is quite a basic question. There are numerous examples of entrepreneurs, teams, spending so much time and money into creating something which they think will sell, but which in the end doesn't really solve a problem of their target audience. People don't understand it, and in the end, nobody will buy it. So what I want to tell you is that you need to put in some time and thought into researching, is it something that people will want to buy? You can do so by, you can do it in two things. You can do a mom test, and we can talk about in one of the other episodes about in depth about what is a mom test, but it's actually a research and a set of questions, asking the right questions on a pool of audience, which will get you the answers of, is that the right product for them? And I'm just going to give you an example. It's not a question of, do you like this? But it's actually a set of questions to get you to, for them to tell you their problem, and then you extrapolate how you will solve it. So basically, a mom test is called a mom test because it's a set of questions that even your mom will give you a truthful answer. Because when you think about it, when you ask your mom, oh, I have a business idea, do you think this is great? She will always say, this is great, my son. You know, you just go for it. So because moms are set for giving support in most cases. So that's one thing. So do a mom test, research the audience, see what their problem is and how you can solve it. The other is to do an MVP, so a minimum viable product, which is basically get one customer on a basic product or service, and throughout servicing him or her, you will see what you're doing good or bad. So what you're doing okay and where you need to improve on, whether it's a service model, whether it's how you have the process set, whether it's a product and you need to switch it up for the purposes of satisfying the client. So basically, this is point number one. Do you have a product or service people want to buy? Point number two that you need to think about when you're starting a business is, do you know where you will get your customers? And this kind of leans on to point number one, because you now have something you know, or there are good chances that people will want to spend money on. But who is your target audience? How will you get to them? This is especially important for this podcast, because everybody who is targeting the global marketplace doesn't immediately have their initial pool of customers in their vicinity. So networking is a big thing when you're selling things in a local region, or where you can get physically to people. But if you're unable to get physically to people and are targeting them just online, so how will you get to them? Who are they? Where do they work? How old are they? You need to create a profile of your customer and basically think about a problem that they have and how are they searching for their solution. And this is kind of the most important question in this subpoint. So how are they searching for their solution? Are they asking people what are they searching for on the internet? How do they think they will get to the problem, to the solution of, for their problem? When you know how they're searching for it, basically you can insert yourself into the way they search, whether it's email, whether it's display ads, whether it's marketing, whether it's Facebook marketing, social networks, LinkedIn, whatever it is, and then present your problem, your solution as a solution to their problem. And this is marketing. This is something that you will have, you know, you will have to do almost every day for, you know, all the time of you running your company. But the initial pool of your customers, you need to know how you will get to them. So if you have a perfect product, but your perfect client is a million miles away, and you don't know how you will get to them, too bad. So this is something you need to think about and focus on. The third point that you need to focus on when starting your company is that you should create only a basic outline of your business until you actually start earning money. And by this, I mean all the amenities of the business, all the bells and whistles on the website, the perfect, I don't know, even a learning course, you know, with all the features, downloadable materials and everything else. You don't have to have that immediately in the beginning. You don't have to have a website which is animated, interactive, augmented reality website, which is fully immersive to the client, to the customer. Yes, you can, and you need to later on, but not before you sell your first, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 5, 10, 100 services and products. So this is something that you will get to when you're doing your business. You don't have to have 24-hour live support, Insta chat, branded T-shirts, and a 3D logo keychain. You don't have to have that. You have to have a landing page, a way to get to your clients, a mobile phone, and a basic website, and the way to produce your service or product. That's it. And then when you start getting your clients and lean on to point number one and two, then you can add all the bells and whistles. And the fourth point I want to stress out is something that Danny Creed said in the first special we had. Do you have enough time and money? And do you realize how much time and money it will take you running the business for 6 months if nothing happens? So when you're starting a business, the truth that nobody will tell you, but you should realize, is that you won't sell anything on day number one. And even if you do, it will not lead to unimaginable success overnight. Nothing happens overnight. People who say they or claim they had overnight success, it came after 25 years of hard work. So basically, most people fail because they underestimate the amount of time, effort, and money they will need to put in into their new business. And most people underestimate that and you know, just give up. So you need to think about, if I don't have any income for the next 6 months, will I be able to, you know, first off, live with my living expenses? If I need to have an employee, can I pay him for 6 months if, you know, the company doesn't earn anything? If I have, you know, other expenses like company expenses, marketing expenses, whatever it is to get that basic product or service running, can I do it for 6 months? And then, even then, when you start getting clients and making money, you always have to plan for the next 6 months if you don't have anything, because there are dry spells in business. You know, I talked about shit periods of being an entrepreneur. There are ups and downs, and you need to be prepared. You won't, or you shouldn't, just lock up the door if nothing happens for a month or 2 months. You actually need to, in most cases, spend more time and money to get that, you know, to get through that bad part and to the good part again. So basically, it never ends. And these four points of, do you have a product that will actually people want to buy? That will people actually want to buy? Do you have an idea or where you will find your customers? You know, create only the outline of your business before you start making money, and have a realization of what you will do if a company isn't making money for 6 months. When you do so, then you can think about everything else. And there are so many other things to think about. One being, you need to spend money to earn money. But we'll talk about that in one of the next episodes. So for now, I hope these 4 points, you know, helped you. And I'll talk to you in the next episode of The Backwater Entrepreneur.